head with a bottle of bull. Ain't no way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bull. With mommy, I got the eggs, I'm into taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, I'm into getting rough. Find me in the club, bottle full of bubbles. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, I'm in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. G-Unit.
Get your shoulders, see your bounce right to left and let your show. building. Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just the pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that means it's permanent. So I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger. Every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for? Why he gotta have it? Cause I slay my whole life. Now I'm the master. Nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Tryna get that Kobe number, one over Jordan.
Bop like this, can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots so big. You can learn how to dress just by checking my fresh. Checking my fresh, checking my fresh. Follow my steps, it's the road to success. Where the niggas know get better when the girls say yes, yes. But I can't teach you my swag. You can pay for school, but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad in that all blue. It's my graduation cap, it's over. Tipping Rovers, whipping with the soda. Over. Did you even have any doubt after doubting?
Sharper than a swagger dagger, all metal. And my jewels, blue and yellow. The type of shit that make them call you Carmelo. Rules as follows, stay true to the ghetto. Write your name on the bullet, make you feel special. Ha! What the fuck you boys talking about? I know it's us cause we the only thing to talk about.
Like it. man, and we are back. HHJR Radio for now. iHeart Radio, three guys and a mic. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Radio, Twitter, TuneIn, Spotify. Now known as Hip Hop 95. Same content, new name. Actually, new content, new name. How you guys doing today? Since there's still three guys in the mic, we're waiting on the two and three guys, but you know the show must go on. God, I hate sweet tea, but you know that's what we're drinking today. A lot of news to get here. Co-host just walking in. I got really good timing. I guess I should get some more stuff off before Daniel tells me I can't. Luka should be third in MVP voting. Tony Parker top 10 all time. I don't know if there's anything I have left. But that was really good timing.
Hello, everybody.
And Daniel has a haircut.
Yes, I do. I cut all my hair off. how is everybody? I love you guys. Welcome to the show.
We are back.
God, did you just start?
I literally just started.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back to Three Guys on the Mic. For the first time in a long time, it's just us today. But,
yeah, the NBA is back, man.
It is. It looked really good, too.
It looked really good. So, the first questions I don't really have about basketball is, like, what do you think of the bubble and, like, how well everything is going?
I think the bubble is going to work for the playoffs short term. If any league could get it done, it was going to be NBA or NHL just because it's a short time left in the season.
Yeah.
That's why you can't do it for NFL because you'd have to do it for like 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think it's going to work, but I think we're going to make it work. Like, if you get sick, you just going to have to sit out. Like, people, we're not waiting any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like LeBron, let y'all know we playing.
Do you think that with the zero test being like they tested everybody twice and they have had zero positive tests. So do you think that's going to continue, or do you think somebody's going to slip up, end up getting it, and it's going to ruin everything else?
I think somebody's going to slip up and get it. Just because the workers there, too, have to be completely 100% careful. And I think early on, nobody's going to get it because everybody's still in the game, but the playoffs are a long thing. Yeah. They're going to be in there
that's
a while.
The thing. The only thing that's my, like, positive from it is that the playoffs do mean less teams. Right. So, once the playoffs start, like, 6 teams are leaving, I think. It's 22 teams here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 6 teams will be leaving the moment. So, that's a lot of people. That's over 100 people leaving. Mm-hmm. And then, after the first round, another 2 teams are leaving. And then, so on and so on. So, the mm-hmm. more you break down, a lot of teams end up... 4 teams leave. But, a lot of teams end up leaving, so that's the one plus side.
Mm-hmm.
With the bubble, with it not, like you said, it's not being too long. Because, like you said, if you try to do a bubble with the NFL season, it's not going to work.
Yeah, right? It's just way too much time.
It's just way too much time. Yeah. So this only having to be 3 months and it already looking like it's going uphill, I think mm-hmm. with as less teams are there, that'll lead to even better results. But... let's go ahead and get into it.
Yeah,
let's go straight to the Lakers and the Clippers.
Bro. Yeah, sure.
What did you see?
Hey man, I'm gonna beat you to it because I know you want to do it. LeBron stinks. Look terrible. All right, let me say. So I had a lot of cash on the Lakers. I had like $75 on the Lakers. Just bet at work. Mm-hmm. Because what I thought was going to happen. I thought the Clippers just wasn't going to have enough scoring out there. The Clippers are really deep, but I mean, you take away 2 6-man-a-years on any team, they're going to struggle yeah. to score. Landry Shamet stinks. Number 4 on the Clippers is awful. And the Lakers look like how I figured the Lakers would. I figured AD would look like the, you know, very dominant best player on the Lakers. And I think Kawhi ran out of gas. Either that or something off with him, bro. Because those last 5-6 minutes in the fourth quarter, he looked terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't attacking. He would attack on the first move, be open, and then not shoot, which was very mm-hmm. weird. And I don't think that's going to continue.
I'm glad you saw that, too. Because I'll explain the game, but I'll touch on the Kawhi point. When he was, like, because he... What people don't understand is how hard it is to blow by somebody, yeah. which is why a jumper is so important. Mm-hmm. So you're not always going to be able to go by somebody. And he couldn't get by LeBron. LeBron was playing great defense. He couldn't get by LeBron, but the jump shot was there every single time.
Yeah.
And that, because the play that keeps showing where he made him fade and get the shot caught violation, on that play, the first move he did when he stepped back, he had the jumper and then didn't shoot it. And he was doing that for the rest of the game. After the first time LeBron got on him, he took him straight to the hole, finished with his left, and then didn't do it again. And I was real confused on that. But like you said, with the Clippers, you miss 36 points a game. That is, they both average 18. That's 36 points a game they missing, and they only lost by two. So I think you look at that as a positive. I also think you look at not having to play Shamit as a positive.
That's what I mean. Because if Shamit's not on that court,
Lou Williams is. So like
Shamit looked awful.
Bad. He's just he looked terrible. Like, what were you doing? So like, it was so
no arc on his shot either.
Nothing,
bro.
It's so with those minutes, the Jermichael Green's and Shamit's minutes.
That's his name. Williams. You stink, Jermichael.
Yeah. Those are Lou Williams and Harrell's minutes, and maybe they'll get in for five or six minutes. But other than that, it's not that big of a deal. And I also think another positive is Paul George. Paul George has proven since they started playing again that he really wasn't healthy. Because people were like iffy about it, like, because in the playoffs he's completely folded, and it was like his shoulders are. What was that the reason? Nah, that was the reason.
Hey, I love that. I love Kawhi. Paul George was the best player on that court for a long time.
Yeah,
that game.
A long time. Yeah. Bro. That three hit to tie the game in the fourth quarter with like a minute left, when he just rolls up over Danny Green.
Bro, Paul George not being the best player in the league is kind of weird. It's just weird for me because he could be the best defender on the team and the best scorer on the team. Yeah. He just isn't the best player in the league for some reason.
It's like, one thing it does, because you tweeted, I saw you tweet that yesterday, that at any given moment, Paul George can play like he's the best player in the league, and he can, which is scary because they have two people that can do that on the team.
Yep.
But I took that as, that just shows you how good KD and Bron and Kobe and Mike and those number one options were, because it's hard to be a number one option for 82 straight
games. Exactly.
And that's why Paul isn't a number one option for 82 games, but he's a number one option in 60 games. 60 games, he can be a number one
and
option.
And he's in that high tier number two where Kyrie was, where Anthony Davis, LeBron is now, where Paul George is, like you being a number two, like, you're number two on the team, but like at any moment you could just take over the game.
And that's exactly what he did, because that he looked like he wanted that moment, and that's what I was looking for with Paul. Because every now and then, like Skip Bayless said it, the year they lost when he was on Indiana, he had a game winner time and he passed the ball and then didn't get it back, and they were like, you shouldn't have passed the ball in the first place. And stuff like that, like it made me happy to see he at least wanted the shot. He didn't just be like, Kawhi, you go ISO. In my opinion, they should have just let him ISO. They should have went. LeBron obviously had been playing good defense on both of them, so I was like, y'all should have just, once you saw he was on Kawhi, you should have gave it to PG and just got everybody out the way.
Personally, bro, I feel like Paul George banged that shot if you're not looking for a foul. And honestly, bro, I was watching the whole game, very upset, bro. Anybody that followed me on Twitter saw how mad I was, bro. You cannot let them teams parade to the free throw line the whole game, because then they're going to be looking for fouls.
Yeah.
It's bad basketball. 80 shouldn't have 20 free throws, bro. Like,
that just should not.
Let them
shot 17 free throws.
But let them play physical, bro. Like I used to understand when, like when the old Thunder and the Warriors used to play, they would try to call it close because there was conflict between the teams. Like, it was like explosive people. Mm-hmm. No one on the Clippers really has beef with the Lakers. Yeah. Like, you can let them play super physical without a fight breaking out. Like, unless Markieff Morris do something. But he stinks too.
Yeah, he's
Markieff Morris is awful, bro.
But with the Paul George thing, I think that I think Paul George is gonna be the most important player from that series. Because I think Kawhi is going to turn it on. I think Kawhi is there. I think that Kawhi is still efficient. He's still, like, efficient. Mm-hmm. He looks better. He looks like he's moving a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I think his defense is back to where it is. But I think you're right. I think he is in a condition where he needs to be.
Yeah.
And I think he hasn't had to play a whole game up until the Lakers game was the first game, and I think that's when he was like, okay, I'm not where I need to be. Because I'm sure that at the end, when they went into quarantine, he probably took like a week off and did nothing.
Yeah, and Kawhi wasn't playing the whole season anyway. Yeah.
He wasn't playing the whole season, and his knee was hurting, so I'm sure he didn't run for a little bit to rest his knee, so he's probably not in the condition he needs to be in, which would make a lot more sense for his excuse. But with the close result, Lakers winning back-to-back, does it change your opinion on if the Lakers can beat the Clippers? Do you think they will? And if you do, I mean, if you don't think they win, do you think they can?
I think they can. I don't think they will. And, you know, I was real cool about this when it happened, bro, because, you know, shots. I was happy the Lakers won. But you saw where AD was standing on that last play. Y'all laughed at me. Y'all called me crazy when I told you he'd be standing in that corner. He was not on the block with the ball taking that shot. So just remember, when that shot don't go in, because y'all lose that game and JaMychal Green doesn't stink. If anybody else is on that court, they get that rebound. Because I promise Trez isn't just fading out of bounds.
Trez is getting that rebound. Yeah. Somebody.
And, bro, Lou Will did not play. Mm-hmm. Patrick Beverly did not start. Reggie Jackson stinks. It's a lot of niggas on the Clippers that stunk it up.
Yeah.
But so, I think if LeBron plays like that, my bottom line is it goes five. If LeBron plays that bad, they do not win more than one game.
Okay, I agree with you on that. But one thing, I don't expect LeBron to play that bad.
Yeah, me either.
But I don't expect him to play much better.
Ooh.
That's the thing. I think the Clippers give LeBron problems. And here's why, bro. LeBron, for his entire career, has relied on him being faster than everybody.
Yep.
And if he's not faster than you, you're not much faster than him, and he's going to be bigger than you.
Yeah.
He's not faster than these boys no more.
He's not bigger than me either.
And he's not bigger than all of them. He's still strong, as he's still one of the strongest players in the league, but he can't just take Kawhi off the dribble anymore and get that shoulder and use his big-ass shoulders to, like, lay the ball up. He can't do that anymore against certain teams. Like, and I said that at the beginning of the year when LeBron was playing incredible. I said that midway through the year. I was like, a lot of teams still can't guard LeBron because he's so much bigger. But watch when he plays teams that have defenders for him. Mm-hmm. It's different because LeBron's handle is not what y'all think it is.
Like, honestly, bro, I am really – and I see what Doc Rivers is doing because Doc Rivers is an experienced coach. So Doc Rivers is not pulling out the April, May defenses yet, bro. But I'm so sick of y'all showing me highlights him soaring on JaMychal Green. Because when Western Conference Finals come around, I think the Clippers are going to go 24-24. Kawhi take him 24 and Paul George take him 24. JaMychal Green not guarded LeBron in the last 30 seconds of the Western Conference Finals.
And that's another thing. One, two things. One, with the LeBron, what I was saying was his handle isn't where he is. So he can't – Kawhi and PG are so long, he can't sit up and do his little dribble moves because he dribbles high.
Yeah.
LeBron dribbles real high, and he uses his body a lot. And when you got arms like that, you can steal that. So he has to make a quick move and go on them, and they're beating him a lot of the spots. So I don't think he plays. I think the Clippers are a tough matchup for him, and I think he's going to have trouble. He's going to have a LeBron James game because he's LeBron James. But I think for the most part, you'll see him. That'll be his worst series. Mm-hmm. And if they do somehow pull away, which was my next not my next point, but which I wanted to say, it would be AD. If AD averages like 38 and 16, because they literally can't do anything, and LeBron coasts with like 24 and 12, they'll win the series.
Yeah.
If their role players step up.
Well, Alex Caruso stinks.
Well, I said that. We've been saying I knew Alex Caruso was not who anybody
I like Alex Caruso. Shout out to Basque. Hell of a guy. Hell of a guy. Like, I feel like Alex Caruso could be really good if he played like a Patty Mills role where, like, he know he not supposed to be doing certain things. Like, bro, y'all got Alex Caruso out here trying to split the double team, go up on the pick and roll. Like, them tweets done got the Alex Caruso head.
I told y'all, like, when Rondo got hurt and they were like, well, we should start Caruso. And I'm like, that's not a good option, bro. Like, he's not good. And I need y'all to understand that he's a player that needs to play 9 minutes in a basketball game because he can give you some quick energy. He doesn't need to be playing 20 minutes because you'll
good
see
defender.
All his flaws. He's a good defender. He hustles.
Yeah.
He plays hard, but he's
bring not, a lunch every day. Yeah. First guy in the gym.
And he's going to make his fast break layups. Yeah. But he's not going to come down and score in a half court offense set.
Shout out to Trey. Still praying for you and them guys, but every time Alex Caruso missed, I looked at my phone to see if somebody said something.
But
because he missed like seven straight shots.
Yeah. he can't shoot. He's not a good shooter. But something I wanted to bring up with all the talk about Lou Will, as soon as you say Lou Will's name, everybody says, well, the defensive side.
Yeah.
I need you to explain, not explain, but I need to see if you agree with me. Do you think they're going to be switching everything in the Western Conference Finals, which would be the next time they play?
The answer to your question is a trick question. So I do think they'll be switching everything. I just don't think Lou Will finishes the game in the last 10 minutes. I don't think Lou Will finishes the game.
Okay. I think he does, and I think they just don't switch.
I'm going to be honest, bro. To me, it's twofold. I think Lou Will still is going to play 30 minutes, maybe. Uh-huh. But I think Lou Will is just going to stagger his minutes like he used to. And then if Lou Will plays, they'll do offense, defense kind of subs. Like how they used to do with Tony Parker.
They'll do it with Patrick Beverly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And which is fine, because Patrick Beverly still can hoop.
Yeah.
But Lou Will offense is nasty. And if the Lakers chase Lou Will around, they're not going
to
like
and
it.
And that's another thing that people are not speaking on is they don't have anybody to guard Lou Will.
Exactly.
LeBron is occupied with Kawhi, mm-hmm. and your next best defender, which right now is probably Danny Green, and I'm talking, y'all might say it's KCP, but I'm talking about who's on the court in the game. KCP is not on the court in the game anymore.
You better hope he not.
Yeah, so, and if he is, and for that reason, he might be, which is honestly on the offense and kind of hurts the Lakers, mm-hmm. but if Alex Caruso or KCP on mm-hmm. Lou Will or Danny Green, and I don't see either one of them being able to stop him, and then with that, and so because of that, that leaves so much room for them to work because you can't help anymore.
Exactly.
LeBron can't help off Kawhi. Mm-hmm. KCP can't help off Lou. So Paul George on the island with Caruso or Danny Green.
Frank Vogel, you got a lot of work to do. And you know, I'll give Frank Vogel the benefit of the doubt. Maybe these aren't the end of the year mm-hmm. rotations, bro. You can't have two centers in against the Clippers.
No.
You cannot have. The first time he said it, I thought, it was one of them, the little fake accounts. Anthony Davis says he doesn't want to play center, so he's not going to play center. Nigga, you're not the coach.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine him telling Greg Popovich what position he wanted to play. Y'all need to put AD at 5, bro, because if not, y'all going to lose. Because AD cannot guard Paul George. Paul George see him as food.
Yeah. And he should. AD, the only problem with AD is, not problem, the only thing that AD has going for him with Paul George is his length.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that Paul George is 6'9 and a half, bro. Paul George is super tall. And Paul George isn't huge, but Paul George is super tall. AD's like 6'10. AD's 6'9 without shoes on. Probably 6'10, 6'10 and a half without shoes on. So it's not that big of a height difference,
right.
But AD's arms are super long. So that's the getting to the basket. But Paul George's jumper looks incredible, mm-hmm. right? And his touch is back. Because did you see that shot he banked it?
Yeah, the first shot of the game. Yeah.
Right. It just looked like, that's a. It was so much touch on that.
Paul
shot,
George was like Kyrie if he was 6'9".
Yes.
That's what he looks like. He's Kyrie if he was 6'9".
His handle looks tighter.
Yeah.
It just looks like Paul George looks scary. And is can Kawhi close? Because if you can't have Lou on the court because they're just making you switch, mm-hmm. they're making you switch it because they're attacking the pick and roll the moment the moment you set it with them, then you're going to have to take Lou out and put Bev in. Because And if you have to do that, then Kawhi's going to have to close. PG's going to have to close.
I trust him, too. I'm going to be honest. I trust him, too.
I do, too. Yeah. I do trust them, but it's can you do it for 4 games? But they may not have to.
That's the thing. I don't think they're going to have to do it for 4 games. I don't think all the games are going to be close.
I don't either. I think it's 2 blowups, and I think both of them get one.
Yeah.
I think game one super close and the Clippers win. I think the Clippers win in 6. And I think the Clippers go up 2-0 and the Lakers blow them out. And then they go up 3-1 and then win one and run into 6. That's how I really think it'll go.
Yeah. But this year is going to be really interesting. Shout out to the chat because there's no home court advantage.
Yeah.
There's the seeding does not matter anymore. Yeah.
The seeding only matters because for really, I would say the Clippers, because you don't want to see the Lakers in the second round.
Yeah.
I would say that's your main goal to avoid is stay in that number 2 spot. Mm-hmm. And you don't really want to see Houston,
right.
But because you just never know with James. Right?
Yeah.
You just don't know with him. Because James might
Westbrook,
go off.
Westbrook's playing the best basketball he's
ever had. And he's playing the most, he's playing the smartest basketball he has ever had.
But I feel like the Rockets, I don't know what Daryl Morey doing. Y'all just not big enough for a lot of teams, bro.
Because hustle only can take you so far,
bro. When Paul George turned that corner and when Kawhi turned that corner and they the same size as the big, bro, they're gonna just gonna go up, bro.
Yeah, bro. And that's just like I'm saying, hustle can only take you so far. Like
big heart. PJ Tucker got a big heart, bro.
Did you see that the Boban rebound?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, it's like nothing you can do.
That's just it.
Like, he's just 7 inches taller than you, bro. Like,
and you need rim protection against the Clippers. Because Montrezl Harrell, one of the people that jump at the rim. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't jump and then don't. Like, he jumps at the rim to get his balance.
Yeah.
Like, he's attacking that cup. Like, and he's going to go up with PJ Tucker.
And he's one of those people that plays 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's 6. Harrell's only probably about 6'7", 6'8". But he plays like he's 6'10", 6'11". So that's going to affect him. And I, like you said, Paul George is 6'9". Zubac is down there who can clear the playing out. And so it's just so many things. Like, Zubac won't – I'll take that back because Zubac won't play a lot of minutes with the Clippers because they're going to try to split the floor and just take them where they can. And I think – and it even helps Lou. Lou isn't a big guy, but
he's great finisher.
Great finisher. Yeah. So them having PJ Tucker or Daniel House as a top defender, 6'6", 6'7", that's gonna help Lou too.
And James Harden got to guard somebody, bro.
Yeah,
James Harden got to guard. James,
that's another thing. James Harden's gonna have to guard somebody, but somebody's gonna have to guard James Harden,
too. Which is crazy.
So,
which is a terrifying experience. What else do we have?
We
shout out to the Spurs, by the way. Got the dub the other night, 129-120. You know, we're going to keep that streak alive, man. You know, I we are going to play some music over the weekend? Or was it during the week? Me and you did the T.I. thing.
No, it was Wednesday night.
Okay, yeah. Wednesday night, me and Daniel did go 20 for 20, T.I. and 50 cents. Ever since then, I've been listening to T.I. every day. I'm going to be honest with you.
Bro, I have to, bro.
I've been listening to T.I. every day.
I have to, bro.
Like, hey, T.I. is crazy, bro. Up next, I'm gonna go ahead and play Rubber Band Man whenever the computer unfreeze. Glad to be back on the air. Hip Hop 95, HSJR Radio, iHeart Radio. Tune in, Spotify, Twitter. Forget anything? Instagram. We're now Billboard certified. But it does count towards the Billboard numbers. So hopefully Travis Scott can get number one soon.
Wait, you said what?
The wrong place, man. Every time, fella. And what I care about a case, man. I'm campaigning to bury the hate. So say your grace, hey, man. Behind. David Banner, David Banner. Hey. You know you folks be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, MIA, on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real niggas be showing love, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out. All the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folks, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm here. So let me tell you who I'm here. Rubber band, man. Wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Chances all colors, man. A rubber band, man. Like a one-man band. Trees niggas like the Apollo and I'm the Sandman. Told 100 grand. Cannon in the waistband. Looking for a sweet lick. But this is the wrong place, man. Every time, fella. And what I care about a case, man. I'm campaigning to bury the haze. So say your grace, hey, man. I'm behind a nigga back. I say it in his face. I'm a thoroughbred nigga. I don't fake it, I don't hate. Check my resume, nigga. What? My records impeccable. Anywhere in the A, nigga. My trip is high to respect. And it's MIA, nigga. I'm trying to keep it professional. All this tall wrestling fella have me snapping. I'm telling you. From the bottom up to Duval. Pack a lack it in New York. And everybody showing me, Lord. That's when the you all. Yeah, all my Florida nigga, my Cackalacka nigga, my LA nigga, my New York nigga, New Orleans queen. I love y'all. Rubber band, man. Wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my upper hand. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Chances is all covers, man. Rubber band, man. Wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my upper hand. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Chances is all covers, man. I'm in trouble, man. Stayed in some trouble, man. Some niggas still hate no shouters, but they some suckers, man. A couple fans that love to do nothing other than fix up, show nothing. But still, I love a man. Dig it, little pimpin'. Got the mind and the muscle. Stay down on his ground.
grind, put the crown on the hustle. Hey, I can show you how to juggle anything and make it double. We blow real estate, liquor store with no trouble. Your cash is play on my day, and Marvin Gaye on the time. Trying to stay alive, living high, saying my rhyme. Cousin, you tell me, take this shit a day at a time. Told me Friday, die, Sunday, Wednesday, and the grind. See a smile, cause somehow I know he's seeing me now. So I'm doing all my shows just like he in the crowd. Lighters up for my cousin too. Alicia, left eye, we jam out to Jay. Who I'm here? Rubber band man, wild as the Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my upper band. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. And the champions all covered, man. Rubber band man, wild as the Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my upper band. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Champions all covered, man. Grand hustle, man. More hustles than hustle, man. But why the rubber band? They representing the struggle, man. My vocal tracks till they come up with another plan. Stack a couple grand to get they stuff off their mama land. Moving services, you was doing the running, man. Went down, did 10, back round and rich again. That's why I'm young with the soul of an old man. Shell shot, get shot, slow your roll, man. Still ride around with the Glock on patrol, man. Nah, I ain't robbing, I'm just looking for the troll, man. For my niggas slinging blow, flipping hoes, rolling bowls, 24. Let these other niggas know who I'm here. Rubber band, man, wild as the Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my upper band. I'm in trouble, man, I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Champions all covers, man. Rubber band, man, wild as band. Nine in my right, 45 in my upper band. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Chances all covers, man.
All right, yeah, we back. HHJR Radio, iHeart Radio, Hip Hop 95, Apple Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Twitter. Welcome back, man. We were just talking in the break. We're talking about the NBA Finals. If the Lakers won, and they'd be facing the Bucks.
Yeah. So, like I was just telling Ish, I think the Bucks can beat the Lakers because I think Giannis. I think they're built very well.
Yeah.
I think their shooters are real shooters. And their defenders are real defenders.
Yeah.
And Giannis is a real superstar.
You think Chris Middleton's a top 10 player in the league?
Absolutely not. but I think Chris Middleton it would be the most important piece for them. Because I think their shooters would knock down their shots because they don't have to do too much. I think Giannis would give you the 30s, 17, and 12, and 8 he's going to give you. If Middleton is going to give you 16 points, no. If he's going to be able to score 22 to 28 points consistently in 6-7 games, then yeah, I think the Bucks can get it done. And Giannis' shot has to be falling because AD is too big for him to run past.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, bro. I think Giannis would put AD in hell. I'm going to be real. I think Giannis would be the worst nigga for AD to meet in the finals.
I do. I think he would be on the defensive end.
No, I mean on defense.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't think AD want to see him on. No.
Yeah,
No. But
offense, I think AD do fine.
Yeah. Offense, I think AD would do fine, but yeah. Defensively, nah. He don't want to see
Giannis put that nigga in. And if Giannis put him in hell, we're going to see how y'all feel about LeBron. Because LeBron going to have to do it.
Yeah. LeBron going to have to average. If they saw the Bucks, LeBron had to average like 29.
Yeah.
And he has an off season, but I think
Deion Waiters not doing it.
Yeah, I think the Bucks would be the people to do that. I think the Bucks would be the people he can do that on because they don't really have anybody big enough to stop him.
No,
and Giannis is going to be super occupied. But the one thing I will say, is Brook Lopez will be a big part of that series. Because LeBron would be able to blow by just but mean 7 foot Brook Lopez, and then bringing his 7 foot brother coming in, and then Giannis is still down there just in case you do get a
Chris Middleton got like a 7-something wingspan.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just it would be a fun matchup.
Bench too, George.
I'm not gonna lie, like it would be a matchup. Yeah. Who is the finals matchup you want to see?
That I'd want to see the most.
Like, forget what you think. Like, who do you actually want to see in the finals?
If I could pick it, it'd be the Clippers and the Bucks.
Mine would actually be the Clippers and the Celtics. Because this is the only reason why. I like really good guard play. Yeah. And I think here's the stipulation for it. If Jason Tatum is going to be that superstar Jason.
Okay, all right. Now
that's why I'm saying that.
Jason Tatum, if Jason last Tatum night can't show up to that game.
Scoring 18 points a game, I don't care about the front. I don't care. But if he's going to be that nigga that's scoring 30 points a game, 30 points, we got to stop saying that word. But if he's going to be who he is, that 30 point, that 32 points, okay. That's what I want to see.
I like Jason
Tatum would be my dream scenario.
I like Jason Tatum a lot.
I like Jason Tatum.
Hell of a guy.
I think he has to work in being super consistent in his shot. In his shot in his offensive game. Because you got to, like I just said it, like, carrying for 82 games is hard.
Yeah.
And he has to learn how to do that. And once he does, he's going to be.
Bro, I think they beat them niggas in five. Unless Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have to play like the Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, I think they'll be in 2 years.
Yes.
They'd have to lose their mind.
They would have to lose their mind.
Because, Kemba would hate to see that.
Yeah.
God, that'd be a tough series.
He'd hate to see Patrick Beverly. He don't want to see Patrick Beverly.
And I don't think Jaylen Brown want to see Kawhi seven straight games, man.
No, he doesn't.
God.
Yeah, it'll go by fast. I probably don't want to see that like I'm saying I am. Who's the other contender? It's one more good team. The Sixers. That's what I'm thinking.
No, okay. I could be about it.
Yeah, those would be my dream scenario. I missed the Sixers.
I think the Sixers might beat the Bucks anyway.
I do too.
Yeah.
If Ben Simmons is shooting the three, they'll win.
Hey,
I'm not talking about
making it. He slapped it.
He doesn't even gotta make it, bro. Dior has been saying that for 2 years, bro. Just shoot the ball so people have to step out there a little bit, bro. Because he's so good at everything else.
Dog, the 76ers is a great team, man.
Yes, bro. Embiid stays healthy, and Embiid, if Ben Simmons can get to the point where he's making 1 3 a game, he's taking like two to three, and he's making one.
I hope they lose in the first round, though. If they lose in the first round, they're going to trade Embiid to the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That'd be it.
I'm telling you. Yep. That's going to be it.
What about the Heat? What do you think of them?
They get swept.
You don't think the Heat can?
I think the Heat, they're a real good story, man. Lunch pail guys, you know, real hard working. Shout out Derrick Spoelstra, but you know.
Shout out Jimmy Butler. Love Jimmy Butler.
They're going to hit a series where the two best players in the series not even going to be on their team. And it's just. You're just going to lose when that happens.
Yeah. They can, okay, so this is the thing. They could give the Bucks a scare because of the defense Bam can play on Giannis.
Yeah.
But they would probably get slipped by the Sixers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're just not big enough, bro.
Ben Simmons love Miami, too. Because
Ben Simmons, I'm sorry, Jimmy Butler, but Ben Simmons is going to shut
Jimmy Butler. Ben Simmons is putting niggas in
jail. Ben Simmons is going to put Jimmy Butler in jail. God. And from then on.
You saw he did the Ja? Sorry, Jordan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jordan.
Ben Simmons is a. Because this is the thing, bro. Ben Simmons moves like a guard, but 6'10. So it's like. Ben Simmons and Anthony Davis same size, everybody. Just so you know. Just let's throw that out.
Ben Simmons stronger than Anthony Davis.
Ben Simmons and Anthony Davis are the same exact size.
Jesus, bro. That's crazy, man. So many freak athletes, bro. Shout out to the Spurs. We're making the playoffs. We're gonna make the play. You know, I really because we're gonna get that ninth seed and we're gonna beat the Trailblazers in the playing game.
So you think the Trailblazers get beat Memphis?
Oh no, Memphis not making the playoffs.
Okay.
NBA Ben sent that fixing.
Zion gonna be the
rookie of the year one way or another. They are not letting them cook it too
much.
It's not out of here, bro.
A real talk, I think the Blazers are just better than them. I think the Blazers have the most experience. Ja is not ready for that because Ja can't shoot. I didn't know. I haven't watched a lot of. I've seen a lot of his highlights, but I haven't really watched him play full game. That was like the second full game I watched him play. He can't shoot.
Yeah, no, he's not a good shooter.
He cannot shoot. And until he can shoot, he's not going to be able to like take a team anywhere because your point guard ain't able to shoot. Just worthless because Dame pulling from half court and you gotta get all the way to the rim to score your points.
The Trailblazers looked really good. Nurkic looked really healthy.
CJ McCollum is a bucket, yeah, bro. So this is what I was thinking, bro. CJ McCollum would be the one of the best number three options ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because CJ McCollum is not a number two option.
Nope.
But here's what he is. He's a number two. He's a number three option when you have a guy that doesn't shoot the ball as your number two.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, a Jimmy Butler as your number two, mm-hmm. the dog, the, like, yeah, I can go get else. You a basket, but I'm going to do everything else, yeah. and CJ can just score, mm-hmm. and he can give you 23 a night.
Yeah.
CJ, because CJ is an efficient scorer, and he knows what he can do, and he gets to his spots.
Mm-hmm.
And he can score in so many different ways. Because yeah. you can tell, like, when somebody knocks him off what he wants to do, yeah. he'll
he has shoot. Counters.
Yes, yeah. he has a lot of counters. So yeah. you can tell he works a lot when scoring. Because yeah. that man was cooking the other night. They couldn't do nothing about it. And it's beautiful to watch when they don't. Because last year when they played who? The Nuggets.
Yeah.
When he plays teams that don't have a real defender, he looks incredible.
Right.
he can hate to see DeJounte. Average defenders, he's killing that.
He going to hate to see DeJounte. He gonna hate to see DeJounte out there. DeJounte cut the hair so right. Did you see what Darren Fox did?
He cut his hair, yeah.
He had like 40.
Oh yeah, also that.
Yeah,
he had like 30. He had 39, like 8 or something, something crazy like that. Yeah, he's so fast.
Darren Fox has a lot of potential.
Yeah, he has a lot of potential. He has a lot of potential. He has a lot of potential because if he can kind of shoot already.
Yeah,
he. Mm-hmm. He came in the first year, couldn't shoot, and came back the next year, and his 3-point percentage went up like 10% almost.
And he can play defense.
And he plays defense.
Yeah.
They get him out of Sacramento or give him a piece around Sacramento besides Buddy Hill. Buddy Hill can be a little number three option that can score or shoot the ball, but they give him a real number two piece, which I don't think they can get.
No.
But if he goes somewhere like
Phoenix.
Phoenix would be it. Him and Devin
Booker. Him, Devin Booker, and DeAndre. Because Phoenix is coming. Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton are cold.
This is the thing they have to work on. DeAndre Ayton just needs to keep progressing.
Yeah.
But Devin Booker has to learn how to do everything else.
Yeah.
Because Devin Booker is a bucket. Devin Booker is going mm-hmm. to get – Devin. He has to know that no matter what, he's going to be able to get his 30 points a night.
Right.
He has to learn how to get 6 or 7 assists exactly. and those like 8 or 9 rebounds. He has to be able to fill the stat.
LaMelo will fit perfectly.
Yeah, that's true. Because Devin Booker has a lot of 27-2-1 games.
Yeah.
Or 27-2-3 games. Yep. Like, you got to be able to mm-hmm. give a little
let
bit
more. LaMelo there. Let LaMelo distribute. LaMelo could guard the better player because he's huge.
LaMelo is 6'8 also. That's scary.
He's going to be terrible. He would have handled, too.
Yeah. With a real handle. Yeah. Not like a play. With a real
handle. Ooh, he's 6'8 and can dribble handle. He like he has a nasty handle. He's going to be so good,
He's going to be so scary. How do you think that's a... on the topic of Malone, how do you think his speed will translate?
I think he's gonna win rookie of the year. I think LaMelo's gonna be different. Like watching him play, you can just see it's there. Mm-hmm. You can just see it's there. The vision there, the handle there. He huge. He already on the offensive glass because he got a good feel for the game, and he can shoot. It's like he like Alonzo just a lot better, and y'all already know how I feel about Alonzo. All right, you know, Hoopers know how cold Lonzo is.
Yeah.
If LaMelo play defense, he's gonna be a top 15 player in a couple years.
Because the thing is, like you keep saying, he's everything Lonzo is, but a better shooter and bigger.
Yeah.
Like a world's better shooter.
World's better.
And finishes at the rim better because Lonzo is a bad finisher. That's mm-hmm. That would be the next thing Lonzo needs to go after they leave the bubble. That's where he needs to go. It's to the gym and work on finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Just all summer work on finishing.
Right.
And being able to take contact. But anyways, LaMelo's a great finisher. He can finish with both hands.
Mm-hmm. Touch.
He has great touch. I was about to say that he doesn't have to get all the way to the hole because his floater is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he can shoot from deep. He has the range already walking into the
league.
And
the passing is different.
The passing is there. But one thing I would say is his speed. He's going to have to get faster because I don't know. I don't know how much faster because
mm-hmm.
he's overseas. He's at high school. He's in this and that. That NBA speed is different from anything he'll ever see. He's ever seen. So, like, that's where I think you'll see. Oh, okay, that's what he needs to work.
And he's still growing.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's probably going to end. He'll probably, like, his career high will probably be, like, 6'9", which is stupid.
Man, that's scary. He's going to be great. James Wiseman great, too.
But tonight we have the Heat and Nuggets were playing when we left. The Jazz and Thunder play, and then at six, the Pelicans and Clippers play, and Toronto and the Lakers play tonight. Who you got?
I think Toronto's going to beat the Lakers. I think the Thunder are going to beat the Jazz. Because I told y'all who Donovan Mitchell was. I told y'all several times he was not that person. And tonight, Shea and Chris Paul going to put him back in jail. I keep telling y'all, Donovan Mitchell is not that guy, bro. I know the numbers were cute. You know, he beat. The only reason Donovan Mitchell is Donovan Mitchell is because Westbrook did not win that series, bro. Because they should have lost that series. Donovan Mitchell is not that guy. Like him, though, a lot. You know, that was a nice vest. You know, it was a cute little message. I respect it. But he's not that guy, man.
Nah. Donovan Mitchell is not the guy. Not the number one option. But he, what he is... What he is a guy that got forced into a number one role.
Yep.
You know who he is. He's just Jamal Murray.
He's Jamal Murray.
He's just Jamal Murray, bro. He's just a guy that got forced into a number one role that's playing above his expectations.
Yeah.
He's better than what y'all thought he was. He's better. He's playing better than probably he thought he was, but he's not the number
one. Yeah, they thought he was Dame. That's who they thought that he was. He was not. No. He's Devin Harris. He's a guy that's in the number one role until a number one is there. And y'all got to stop talking about Rudy Gobert like he's a great player as well. He is not.
So, yeah, I do think – I think I'm excited. I want to watch the – I don't like watching the Jazz play basketball
because
I don't like anybody on the Jazz. But
I like Joe Ingles.
but I do. I want to watch CP3 and Shea play, so I'm gonna watch that game. But the Clippers and the Thunder and I can't get the team right. The Pelicans and the Clippers. Do you think the Clippers play a little bit less, like play PG and Kawhi a little bit less, or do you think they keep trying to win?
I think they keep trying to win because I think they realize that they're not in shape, and I know Doc Rivers addressed it, so they're gonna play.
Okay,
they have to.
And how do you feel about Zion coming down to Orlando and then resting?
Trying to fight for the playoffs? Y'all just got to let Zion play, bro. We did diminished restriction for a very long time. It's you lost a game that's basically a playoff game because he only played 15 minutes. And Zion, piss Zion off if y'all want to. He will not come back to New Orleans, bro. He don't want to be there already.
Yeah.
So do it if you want, bro. He's going to leave. And he's going to go to a team that's going to let him do whatever he wants because that's what happens in the NBA now. You know, unless you have a Hall of Fame coach, which they do not.
So, and this is another thing, bro. Like, with the way he's getting and the power he's having and the umph he has in the media, like, he'll be able to request his trade by the end of next year.
Yeah.
Like, y'all go through another year of this, and it's like, all right, I'm done. I'm not playing no more.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? Like, bro, you bring him down to Orlando, he leaves his family, and you make him sit on the bench for damn near the whole. He plays 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like
and it's not like y'all didn't have a chance. Y'all win that game with Zion on the court.
If they could have put Zion in with the last 4 minutes of the game, and he would have turned that game around. Zion is not the best on ball defender. He's not the best. He's not in the best shape right now. But he changes games. Yeah. Just the energy that is on the court when he's on the court, he'll change it. He could have changed the last 4 minutes of the game.
And no matter what. Zion may be your best or second best player. He has to finish the game. If he's going to play 15 minutes, put him in the last 15 minutes. He has to finish games. Like,
yeah, bro. It's just that just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand. I don't understand coaching like that. I don't understand just, like, being okay with, like, losing. Like, yeah, we can win this game if we do this, but, like,
we're not going to try.
Like, that just that don't sit right with me. And if I was a player on that team, that wouldn't sit. Like, I would have addressed the coach by now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they feel like they have that authority because a lot of them are young, but, if I'm Drew Holiday, J.J. Redick, I'm going to, what was that?
Especially people like Drew Holiday and J.J. Redick, like, we're at the end of their careers.
Yeah.
Like, it's not many stops left.
This is like Drew's last, like, 2 years of his prime. And this is like JJ's last stop.
JJ maybe been on more. Borrowed time for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, JJ should have been out of here.
The only thing with JJ is he shoots so well, he may have made his tag along for 3-4 years.
Right.
And play a Kyle Korver role somewhere. But yeah, play a song real quick, and then we'll get into some NFL talk. And something else I want to talk about.
Shout out to the NFL, man. Great sport. Terrible top 100 list. Up next, we got Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith got music going away, so I'm just going to play a Jaden Smith song because we love him here.
Yeah. And more. We've got every city
covered in the country, and this is the best joint to hang with. Now light it up.
Puff and pass it down.
HHJR Radio. Smoking.
living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Nylon cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we up too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Icon living. I am just an icon living. I am just an icon.
I am not a Mayan, I'm a menace. It's wild, you can lie like a professor. I don't got the time to put you on a stretcher. I am here and I'm still flexing. I am just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Whoa, I'm high star, cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we are so hot in the business. Last verse was before the award show.
What?
Icon had it on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the porso.
What?
I ain't even taking on torso.
What?
Damn. Last girl signed a divorce, so
what?
Now I'm focused and we about to all blow up. We just tryna make the whole crowd go nuts.
What?
Look, we don't know no one like you. Gold grills and you dance like Michael.
What?
No eyes, misfits, no typos. Look, wait, we just wanna make you go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible.
Ooh.
I took the game with my eyes closed. Last verse was before the award show.
What?
Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the porso.
What?
I ain't even taking on torso.
What?
Your shit is fire, I'm more so.
What?
Young Jaden dying on the floor, so
what?
She broke my heart to the core, so
what?
I guess we all gotta grow up. I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it.
Ooh.
Interview cover 5 minutes.
Ooh.
We are too hot in the business.
Ooh.
I'm going straight to the top of the crew. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. When we get up there with nowhere to go. And we can chill and just look at the view.
Woo.
Damn. Load a yellow rose into a rifle.
Ooh.
Me and Harry about to go psycho. Put 100,000 in the Bible.
Bible.
Damn. Wait. Gold teeth dance like Michael.
Michael,
man, this nigga on like a light bulb.
Light bulb.
Over all the cutty in a tight though.
Damn.
About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different.
God,
I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Icon living. I am just an icon living. I am just an icon. I am just an icon.
Is Jason Tatum okay? Can somebody reach out to Jason Tatum?
Hey, HHJR Radio, iHeart Radio, Three Guys in the Mic, Hip Hop 25 Network, back in action on iHeart Radio. Live will be posted to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the good stuff, man. It has come to my attention that not only Jason Tatum had 5 points, he was 2 for 18. So he stinks, officially.
So...
Cam Newton on the Patriots. But before we switch to football, I'm not walking back my mellow comments. I'm not doing it.
You're a bad person, bro.
I'm not walking them back, bro.
Just walk them back, bro.
He was playing the Grizzlies, dog.
Okay, bro.
They stink.
Melo's been hooping all.
Melo's a very good basketball player.
Yes, bro. Which I told you he could be. I never said Melo would be.
I don't think he consistently be a good basketball player.
Yes, he can, bro. He has been since he's been there.
70%. You think he shoots 70%
against the team? Not 70%, but he's 60. He's 60.
He was averaging 16.
He's averaging for the year. He's averaging 16 on like 45% shooting. That's what I said he could do.
I also agree, but I feel like that's terrible.
I don't think that's terrible. If That's what they're asking you to do. That's what Portland is asking him to do. And this is the thing. It's on Portland, so it doesn't look as good. If he was doing what he's doing on the Lakers right now, Melo would be the best player in the world, a Lakers fan. Melo would be in niggas top 15 if he was doing what he was doing.
Lakers fans are nasty niggas, bro.
But
I saw a nigga tweet, Kuz gonna give KD hell next year. Bro, shut up. Shut up, bro. Kuz not doing nothing to KD, bro. Y'all just, bro, it's never enough just to win, bro. It's never enough just to win, bro. We got to say the Lakers the best team of all time, and everybody on there can take Michael Jordan one-on-one. Like, Kuz can't just play a good game, bro. Nah, he got to be able to stop KD.
Okay, but yes, the Lakers fans
if Melo do that against a good team in the playoffs, I'll tip my hat to him. But I still stand on my comments. He not good.
Okay.
I think when you watch, bro, you have great games, and then you'll have bad games.
Nah, he's been too. He don't hit a game winner this year. He been averaging 16. He don't had a couple 20-point games. It's like, I mean, like, he feeling that.
Who's guarding him against the Grizzlies?
Who knows, bro?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly, bro. Right now, bro. They stink.
The Grizzlies are not good, bro. They play super hard,
And they suck.
They play super
hard. I can't wait till Melo try to do that against them. But I can't. Bro, I want them to play P.J. Tucker so bad. Y'all ain't going to be able to find a picture of Melo. That's how covered he going to be.
Nah, man. It's fine. They going to see the Lakers in the first round, so we'll see.
He going to hate that.
We'll see what he does.
I want them to put AD on Melo.
Game 7 and he's getting winner. I run up to LeBron and punch him in the face for not picking him.
I'm going to average 35 in second.
I'm going to average 35 on the lake.
He's going to ruin the banana boat. He's going to ruin the whole banana boat experience.
LeBron,
bro,
never going to talk again. But
it's crazy all them living together, too. They all living together.
Isn't that insane?
He's going to hit a game 7 in the Western Conference Finals and walk into LeBron room.
Oh, we can't skip past this before we get him. We talked about Lou Williams for 20 minutes and never mentioned why he wasn't playing.
Oh, yeah. So, friend of the show, Shanae Johnson, is the is a hiring manager at Magic City. Come to my job all the time. Me and him are really good associates. So, he came into my job. I was like, yo, you know, Lou in trouble because y'all wings. Like, is y'all wings really like that? He was like, yeah, you know, they are. And Lou Will got a flavor named after him.
Yes.
I can't really fault him.
Me either.
I can't fault him. Them wings are crazy.
So, let's be real. This is all Jack Harlow's fault.
All Jack Harlow's fault.
Because Jack Harlow doesn't post that picture. Nobody knows Lou Williams. No, nobody knows Lou Williams is going to... nobody knows Lou Williams is at Magic City.
Yep.
Lou Williams is at... Okay, so I was explaining this to Taylor because I told Taylor I was going to eat at Magic City and she got mad. And she was like, why are you going to a strip club? And I was like, to eat. And she didn't understand that concept. Yep. Magic City's food is apparently incredible. I've never had it. But from everybody I've talked to and every review ever...
Have you seen that picture?
Yes.
Yep.
Everybody says Magic City's food is incredible. Lou Williams knows that.
I can confirm from...
Lou Williams is from Atlanta.
When I was entangled with... She used to eat strip club wings all the time. And they slapped. Like, she used to order them to go, you know, at Georgia State.
From Magic City?
Yes.
What a thing to do.
And they slap.
So they are good.
They are different, for sure.
Okay. So they're worth the $15 that they are.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So and Lou Williams has said that. He said, as anybody, like, my favorite place to eat is Magic City. Like, that's my favorite place to eat. And he's from Atlanta. He grew up in Atlanta. So, I mean, I didn't really think it was that big of a deal. People saying that, like, it was, he's being a distraction. Like, not really. Because it's not like he went and posted a picture of himself there. It's like somebody else posted a picture he shouldn't have posted. He doesn't post that picture. Nobody knows, and he's good. But
Kendrick Perkins is just a loser.
Also that. So let's talk about that. Before we get into the NFL, I do want to talk about Cam and everything, but let's get into that, bro. Like, what do you think? I really used to... So let me take it back. 2-3 years ago, Undisputed and First Take were super enjoyable.
Really, like, good.
I used to, like, come home, like, you can ask Javonte. I would come home and from, like, 7 o'clock to, like, 10 o'clock, till I went, from not 7 o'clock, but from the time I got in bed to the time I fell asleep, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, like, I was watching First Take Undisputed, just watching their clips from the day. That's all I did, and I would do it in the morning. And I'm like, what happened, bro? And obviously it's the clickbait era. It's the if the headline is more important. It's a let's talk about LeBron Zion as much as we can. Like, what do you think fixes this? Because it's getting unwatchable.
Oh, it's going to correct itself eventually.
You think so?
It has to correct itself because nobody's going to watch it. Nobody. There's always going to be that silent minority, like, oh, y'all talk about them, you know, da-da. I only talk about the Cowboys and the Patriots and da-da-da. But, like now people are telling them. Like, I saw Shannon Sharp quote the tweet of, like, it's 20 teams in the bubble. Why are we talking about LeBron James Beard? Mm-hmm. Like, people are saying it now, and they're starting to realize it. And, like, ratings across the board are, like important now because nobody can go outside. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to correct itself eventually. You know, just as competition grows.
And I think as outlets, as ourselves, as shout out to Barry's new podcast, Chris wants to start one. Like, as outlets, and it's plenty of other podcasts. I heard Joe Budden podcast, you know, you name it, it's a podcast out there for it. So with that and with being able to come to sources like us or like somebody else and say, like, okay, they're really gonna talk about basketball. We're gonna touch on every single team we can. Yeah. Any team we watch. If we watch if we watch a Pacers Jazz game, we will come in here and talk about it.
Yeah.
We will not sit here and talk about LeBron for an hour and a half. But you're going to talk about LeBron every show that you have a basketball show.
Right.
Because he's LeBron James.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna focus.
We're not gonna talk about his beard.
We're not gonna sit here and talk about his beard being great.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, I think the problem corrects itself, but how long do you think it takes? Because right now I think that's kind of what's in, because it's like the ratings may be up right now because, like you said, everybody's inside. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not about to sit here and watch Kendrick Perkins just ride LeBron for an hour and a half.
Oh, Kendrick Perkins not getting picked back up.
You don't think so?
That Lou Will tweet had, like, 95,000 likes when I looked at it.
Which one?
The one where he told him to stop talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not
it
just.
It had more than that. It had, like, 100,000 when I looked at it.
Yeah, like, I saw it, like, right after he posted it. Okay. Like, people do not like him. Like, you know, people don't like Nick Wright, but people actually dislike Kendrick Perkins.
And the difference between Nick Wright and Kendrick Perkins is Nick Wright is a very knowledgeable guy who's just an insanely crazy fan for LeBron James.
Yeah.
Because Nick Wright knows what he's talking about in a lot of instances. Kendrick Perkins is just up there because he talks about in a positive way towards LeBron.
Kendrick Perkins is just a clutch sports check.
Yeah. And I just don't understand. And I want to know, like, I don't even want to stay on Kendrick Perkins, like, focus just on Kendrick Perkins, because I want to talk about Undisputed, too, because Undisputed has turned into, like, what are you guys talking about LeBron's beard for? Like,
I haven't watched it in maybe months.
I haven't watched it since about quarantine. Since the first week of quarantine, when they ran out of stuff to talk about, and it was just a random cowboy topic or something, or him yelling about LeBron. It's like, bro, it's unwatchable.
I haven't watched Colin Cowherd either, but
I haven't watched Cowherd either because he just got.
I can't do it.
He
on
got
football.
Too much.
I can't do it on football. I just can't do it, bro. You're not gonna tell me Patrick Mahomes not one of the five best deep ball throwers in the league, bro. I just can't watch stuff like that. Like
it's just like if everybody gets a couple bad opinions.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay with like you like are everybody gets like he doesn't like Cam and he doesn't like Russell Westbrook. I can get over that. You just don't. Okay, whatever. But it's just now. It's just like, bro. Like
yeah.
You're just saying stuff just to say it. Like
Colin Cowherd, he's trying to outsmart everybody for the sake of the clickbait. And Undisputed is just, you know, whatever works. We're gonna keep doing it. It's lazy.
And it's sad. And it's sad. It's lazy. And it's sad because when they really debate, it's such a good show.
Yeah.
Like a couple months ago, they really got into it. It was during football season, and they weren't talking about the Cowboys, and they were generally just talking about a football team, something about football. And it was such a good debate, and it was like, bro, like, why can't y'all just do that on TV all the time?
Right.
Like, the jokes are fun for, like, 10 minutes, Shannon, but, like, dog, like, we...
Bro, we just, get it, bro.
It's pretty at that point. Like, we get it, bro. You like LeBron.
It's very frustrating, I'll say.
It's very frustrating, but I think that's... This is why it's so important to have your outlet, to have your own outlet, to be able to say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
At the time. But play a song and for real we'll talk about football when we get back.
Yeah. And alright. Up next, we got the Undisputed Heavyweight Champion of the Versus on Wednesday. Untied, untouched,
untouchable 50 Cent. We're going to play just a little bit for you guys in just a little bit. Just waiting on the computer. But it has been confirmed that 50 would beat T.I. to 20 for 20.
I don't know, man.
Because Daniel forgot about a song.
It's definitely in from the old school. On the dance floor, nigga doing old movies. I don't give a fuck, I do what I want to. I hit your ass up, boy, I don't want you. Better listen when I talk, nigga, don't trip. Yo, heat in the car, mine's in this bitch. I ain't tryna beef, I'm tryna get my drink on. Now my diamonds, my fitted, and my mink on. I'ma kick it at the bar till it's time to go. Then I'ma get shorty, yeah, and I'ma let her know. All a nigga really needs is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them all, put them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it in a little bit. 50 coming out your stereos. Hard to tell though, cause I switched the flow. Eyes a little low, cause I twist the jaw. Pops on swole, cause I move the O's. My neck, my wrist, my ears is froze. Come get your bitch, she on me, dawg. She must have heard about the dough. Now, Captain, come on, say low. I get it crunk in the club, I'm off the chain. Number one on the chart all the time, man. When the kid in the house, I turn it out. Keep the dance floor packed, that's without a doubt. But shorty shit that thing like a bro, man. She backed it up on me, I'm like, oh, man. I got close enough to her so I knew she could hear. System thumping, party jumping, I said loud and clear. All a nigga really needs is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them all, put them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it in a little bit. Baby, you got me feeling right. You heard me. My mama gone, you can spend the night. You heard me. I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck the night. You heard me. Clothes off, face down, ass up. Come on. All a nigga really needs is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them all, put them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it in a little bit. All a nigga really needs is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them all, put them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the lick in it in a little bit. Yeah, no. Yeah. I think Nuggets might win this championship. Put Jokic at point guard. Put Bol Bol at center. Just cheat. Welcome back to HAJR Radio, iHeart Radio. Three guys in the mic back live. I found me a Nature Valley bar, which I'm eating in a second. Hip Hop 95. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, TuneIn, Tidal, all that good stuff. Welcome back. All right, so look, about 3 weeks ago, I'll say 2.5, 3 weeks ago, I was sitting in a PlayStation party
We were talking about nothing. We just got done playing Team Up. It was late afternoon Sunday. And I get a notification on my phone, and it says Cam Newton has signed a one-year deal with the Patriots. And I immediately left the PlayStation party and called my brother. And he was like, yeah, y'all messed up. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked because I thought, okay, so no, I wasn't shocked. I thought the Patriots would be the only team he would sign with. I said if he didn't sign with the Patriots, he wouldn't sign with anybody. He would just wait the year out. Mm-hmm. And I just knew Bill Belichick was too smart to just let Cam sit there for that. Just let Cam sit there for a season. I knew he was too smart. So, like, it was surprising in the moment, but after I sat with it for 3 or 4 days, I was like, it only made sense. Like,
right.
Bill Belichick was not about to let Cam Newton just sit there for a whole offseason and let Jared Stidham play quarterback.
Oh, God.
No. And just, like, so my question to you was, like, what was your initial reaction, and how far do you think, if Cam is healthy, how far do you think they can go?
If the Patriots team were 100%, they were my pick to win the AFC East. I figured we'd go 10-6, 11-5. We'd probably lose to either Baltimore or Kansas City, whoever we face first. But Dante Hightower's not playing. Kyle Van Noy's not playing. Brandon Bolden's not playing. A lot of people aren't playing because of coronavirus. And I know names like Brandon Bolden don't ring off, but Brandon Bolden's like, I think I saw a tweet that said the last time we played without those three people, it was like 2012 or something like that. Uh-huh. Like, those are staples on their team. I think if we was completely healthy, Cam was going to lead a good season. I still think Cam is going to play really well. I know you think the same. Because we didn't let Madden teach us football, so we know Cam's a pretty accurate passer, but below 15 yards, and a lot of the Patriots' schemes are built for Cam to succeed in. Mm-hmm. Cam was playing really well in Carolina with North, who ran a similar style to give Cam a lot of short yardage. Mohamed Sanu looks healthy. He was working on Julian. I think they'll be really good. Cam's a really smart quarterback. This is going to be a really good system for Cam. Mm-hmm. And we'll get a chance to, you know, run the ball some more. I mean, we put a first-round pick on Sony Michelle. Yeah, it's time, you know. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be really good.
So, I agree with everything you said, including the record, the playoffs, everything you said. Mm-hmm. I think 9-7 is worse. 13-3 is absolute best case. Everything went 100,000% perfect all 16 games. Mm-hmm. And I think 10-6, 11-5 is probably what happened.
Right.
I think, just for the people that have, like, automatically everybody does it straight to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So to get to the Super Bowl, they can't see Kansas City.
No.
I think Baltimore is beatable. I think Baltimore is beatable because of how good Belichick is at scheming. Mm-hmm. On defensive wise, I think they could go to Baltimore and score 16 points, 17 points, and get a rush, a 2-yard rushing touchdown like they always do, take a shot, get a 15-yard pass, touchdown, field goal, and win the game 17-13. I think they can beat Baltimore like that. Yeah. They're not beating Kansas City like right. that. I think they would have to play I think something drastic would have to happen to beat Kansas City. So I won't even just pretend like Baltimore beat Kansas City or Kansas City got knocked out.
I'm going to be honest. I think the sun would have to fall into the earth.
Yes, bro. That's not a knock on Cam. It's not a knock on Belichick. It's not Belichick. Belichick. Patrick Mahomes is real good, bro. And the Chiefs just have track stars as their offense.
Is that where we're going next? Because that's where I want to go next.
Yeah, and just, yeah, and so that was my whole thing. But with, as far as the fit, like you're saying, I think it fits well. I think everybody, Colin Cowherd, I couldn't help myself. I said, I'm not going to listen to what Colin said about right. Cam, because he's going to just say something negative. And I couldn't help myself. I said, I just want to see what he says. And he said, that it's the Patriots way or no way. For some reason, he has this idea that because Cam dresses how he wants to, that Cam doesn't work hard in football, which makes no sense. He said he's distracted. You see all the outfits, he's distracted, so he doesn't work hard. I don't understand that, but whatever. He also said that the Patriots are going to run their offensive system, and if Cam doesn't fit it, then he's out of there next year. And that's not true. The Patriots are not going to come in there and make Cam do what Tom Brady did for 20 years. They're going to fit an offense. Training camp starts, I think they report Monday. Yeah, I think they report.
Some did yesterday.
Some did yesterday. I think I think the whole team will be there Monday.
Right.
And I think once in training camp, they'll give them a quarter of a playbook. They already give it to him, but I think they'll kind of build on the playbook as the season goes on. But they will give him things that fit him and things Josh McDaniels like to do and scheme players open. And they will teach him timing and things that weren't taught to him in Carolina. Because one thing that Cam doesn't get a credit for is how much he learned on his own in Carolina.
Yeah.
And how much he naturally just was able to pull through in the BS he had to deal with in Carolina, because he wasn't taught a lot of things quarterbacks are taught. But I do think it's exciting. I think it's a big opportunity for Cam to get a career-ending nice little contract, and I think it makes football even more exciting than it already was this year.
Colin Kaepernick, my guy, that's just stupid, bro. Like they didn't make Tom Brady run the same system their Pro Bowl quarterback Drew Bledsoe was running. No, we completely changed our whole offense.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't do it for Tom Brady, why would we do it to Cam Newton? I think Cam Newton can run a lot of the concepts we already ran because he's such an elite thrower of the ball, under 15, 20 yards. And I think he's just going to open the run game up for us because, that's an extra person in numbers. Even if Cam isn't running the ball, just the second that DN has to wait to see if he's going to keep it or not
opens up a whole new thing.
And we haven't had that in 20-something years.
And that's the thing about football that I understand. Like, Christian McCaffrey, getting, 5 and 6 yard runs are 2 and 3 yard runs with Teddy Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. They're 2 and 3 yard. Sony Michel, 2 and 3 yard runs are now 4 and 5 because of that split second that DN got to stay. Or the tackle got to stay, or the outside linebacker got to stay. And so I think Cam does help their offense. And I think, like I said, I think it's going to be exciting. And in the back of my mind, I don't think the NFL season is going to happen.
No.
real spill. I think training camp here, training camp there, training camp here, about 6-7 training camp, big outbreaks, cancel it. And they're going to have to
put too many people.
Yeah, I think it's just too many people. But if it does happen, I'm excited. But let's go ahead and get to the next point with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes got paid a pop star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes just got white pop star.
He's got a Taylor Swift deal.
He just got Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber money.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that? Do you think it was smart? Do you think he deserved it? Do you think it's dangerous? What's up?
I think he's underpaid. I don't think they paid him enough. In a serious note, I think it's a really good contract. It picks up off his rookie year contract, so it's not going to take an effect till a couple more years. They were able to re-sign Chris Jones, big, because they need all the help they can get on defense.
Yeah.
It flowing to the deal that he already has gives them a lot of flexibility for the next couple years to keep contending. And I think it's a great deal since it stretches across so long. It's not like what's that guy's name in Minnesota? It's Kirk terrible. Cousins. It's not a Kirk Cousins deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a smart deal. I think this is the thing, bro. You just notice some people have it. This is the thing. And people are like, well, what if he does this and only wins one more Super Bowl? Then he's better than 95% of the quarterbacks that have ever played.
Then he's the third best quarterback ever.
Then that's what, bro. People are acting like you're supposed to. Like, if he didn't sign them for the contract and say year five, They just say year five. I don't want to say he died enough. He just stopped playing football. And the next guy comes in and plays quarterback. Do you think Patrick Mahomes over 10 years would be better? Or Patrick Mahomes playing five and just another guy we don't even know about coming in and playing five more? So it's like, why not secure the greatest quarterback talent we've ever seen for 10 years, if you can?
I think Patrick Mahomes might be the best football player of all time already. I'm a little extra about it. But Patrick Mahomes so much better than everybody else at football. Like that's why, shout out to Trey, bro. Trey was really finna piss me off in the chat, bro. Because, Patrick Mahomes never even had a bad game. We have never seen Patrick Mahomes go out there and stink it up ever in any game for a whole game. He's had bad quarters, never had a bad game. That's why the NFL 100 list, bro. It's cool. I like Russell Wilson. Hell of a guy.
I like Russell Wilson a lot. I think Russell Wilson might be the second best quarterback in football, but he's not better than Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think he's the second best quarterback in football.
Who do you think he's better than?
I think Lamar better than him.
I'm not mad at that. Like, yeah. I think Lamar is so dynamic that, like, him not being able to throw as well, the what he can do on the ground makes up for it. Because Lamar shouldn't. Yeah. What Lamar can do on the ground, no quarterback
and
in
history. And he's throwing it now, too.
That's the thing. And you know Lamar been working this offseason. Mm-hmm. That's not even something you got to question. You know he's getting better. So, and also, another question I want to do you have Russ over? I mean, not Russ. Do you have Deshaun over Russ?
No, that's just too. I like Deshaun a lot. Mm-hmm. You can't allow 24 straight points in a playoff game.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you gave up to 24 straight points, but, like, they kick that ball off after.
Yeah.
It's not make it, take it, bro. Like, you got to stop that.
Yeah.
You got to stop it being.
You got to get a field goal. You got to do something, bro.
And it's not like Sean Watson out there. That's when I stopped talking to Stoner, bro. Like, the Texans had a really, really good wide receiver core.
I didn't read that conversation. What did he say?
He was out there saying that Russell Wilson had more help than Deshaun Watson on offense.
Oh, that's not true.
That's nowhere near. Yeah, like, Deshaun.
It's funny that he said that because he spends every day on Twitter calling DK Metcalf trash.
Yeah.
So, like, which I don't think DK Metcalf is trash.
You never hear niggas talk about how good Tyler Lockett is until it's time to discredit Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Tyler Lockett's a cool guy. Great deep threat. Good hands.
He's a solid receiver.
Good.
Russell Wilson makes him a lot better than
exactly.
He is. Yeah, I don't know why he said that. But Deshaun Watson, I think Deshaun Watson would be. I'll probably have Deshaun Watson about 7-ish. I probably have him about 4. Would you? Yeah, I got him above Rodgers too. Yeah, I probably have him about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
What about Washington changing their name to Washington Football Team?
I think they know they're not kicking off this year. I think they know, and I think they're just trolling, bro. They're just trolling, bro, because they know they ain't going to be the season this year, bro.
They're just bored. They're like, let's
They trolling, bro, because if this was a regular season, they'd have to get a whole bunch of uniforms made and logos printed and da-da-da. They like, oh, yeah, we're not kicking off anyway. Bet it's up. Do what we want.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Call them the Washington Lunchables for all they care, bro. Like, they are out here trolling y'all, bro.
Trolling. And then even if they do have a team, like, it's the Redskins. Who cares?
It's the Redskins. Who cares? Bro, they suck.
Man,
like,
they're always bad. Who cares? But, all right, so let's get into some flip to some music for the last, like, 20 minutes. I kind of want to do music club. No, this is where I want to go, bro. How do you feel about how much they're stressing Black Lives Matter throughout the NBA games, the commercials?
Oh, man, I don't care, bro.
All that.
I'm wrong. I don't care, bro, because they did. I tweeted this the other day, bro, and I'm going to double down on it, bro. I really don't like it, bro. Because this is why I don't like it. First of all, I don't like the Black Lives. I'm not saying I don't like the Black Lives Matter thing. Of course, Black Lives Matter. Y'all already know how I'm rocking with that. You know, y'all know my steelo. I don't like LeBron after the game saying, I hope we made Cat proud. Nigga's been 3 years. He is unemployed, bro. Like, you could have made that stand when he first sat down, but you didn't. LeBron was, when they asked him the first time, he said, I respect everybody's right to, you know, protest, but I'm going to stand for the flag. All right, well, then you should keep standing for the flag then, because Kaepernick was out here by himself for a long time, bro. And when we really got momentum and we really got to it, bro, y'all wanted to hoop. I like the jerseys. It's cool. Equality. Da da da. What are we getting done? Cause I tweeted this other day too. Hey, can we change the law? Oh, put Black Lives Matter in the street? No. Can we change the law on the jerseys? Yeah. Can we? No, the law on the court too. Of course. Like, at some point, something also has to be done. And I said it didn't matter to me in the tweet, bro, because if it wasn't good for business, it would not be happening. That's just the bottom line for me. Because the only reason it's happening right now is because it's good for business. Because you literally cannot make an NBA jersey that says Free Hong Kong. You can't. Mm-hmm. To protect their deals with China. Mm-hmm. So if Black Lives Matter had that, like, if Black Lives Matter had that much opposition, the NBA wouldn't support it.
You can just say what you mean. Like, if this was 3 years ago, this wouldn't be happening.
Exactly. Because it wasn't good for business then.
It wasn't good for business. No. So, we're kind of on the same page. So I think the interviews, I think the interviews, like with them asking him questions, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I think LeBron giving his speech, I think people need to see that. I think that's important for certain people need to see, because although we don't, people really idolize celebrities. Mm-hmm. So people are idolizing these NBA players and what they're saying. So I think it's important. And mm-hmm. I think it's important that these white kids that see them are hearing what they're saying, because they do watch these interviews and they watch the clips on mm-hmm. YouTube and on Twitter. So I think the interview part of it is important. Mm-hmm. The commercial part, I don't mind, because the commercials are good. The commercials are solid, they're good. But the jerseys and the court, like you said, if it was bad for business, it wouldn't be there. Exactly. It's like, if they thought they would have lost some money by doing this, that wouldn't be on the court.
Exactly.
So I know you don't genuinely mean that.
Yes.
It's just something for show. It's supposed to make me feel
dog, like. It's just, for me, bro, it's just marketing, bro. Like, yeah. it's a Family Guy scene where Peter, it was a Family Guy episode where Peter accidentally kneels at a baseball game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nike knocked on his door. Hey, do you want a bunch of money? Yeah. He said, yeah, we want to conflate actual activism with buying our products. That's really all it is, bro. You are not an activist for buying an NBA jersey with equality on the back.
Yeah.
The white people who are backing Black Lives Matter on the court, that is not activism. That is marketing. That's literally all it is, bro. And I love Nike. Like I had the breast cancer wearing the shoes from Nike. I used to wear them when hooping all the time. Great shoes. I didn't do nothing for breast cancer. I just had on pink shoes, bro. Like, that is not actual activism. That's not helping. And all the power and the people in the NBA that could actually affect change aren't, because we're back hooping. That's my thing. Nobody really cared that much. Because the 2 weeks where we was going crazy with protests, people was burning down the tabernacle, talking about how MLK shouldn't have been peaceful because ain't nothing get done. A month later, nobody's getting anything done. Mm-hmm. They took off a year of public transportation. Like, they were sacrificing. We couldn't sacrifice the NBA playoffs. I just can't take it serious.
So, here's the one positive I have from it
mm-hmm.
is that for some people, it starts the conversation.
Because
mm-hmm. for some people, like, they're doing everything they can to get away from it.
Yeah.
But some people need basketball. Some people need to watch that. Some people have mm-hmm. to watch LeBron play. They got to watch. They got to watch Luka play. They got to watch Harden play. So,
So
that being on the court and on the back of their jerseys mm-hmm. is having 8 and 9 year old kids. Why is that? Hey, Dad, why is that? Okay, so now you have to have that conversation. And it can be a negative thing, but it can also be a positive thing. Because it can also be where we live in Covington, and Joey asks his dad, and he like, mm-hmm. and you know what he say. But it can also spark, oh, Mom, what's this? And she can really explain it to you, like, right. why they're doing this. So that's the one positive I can take from it. But that's on a whole nother level. That's like, I have to think outside of the box to think that. Mm-hmm. On a surface level, it does nothing, because like we've said 10 times already, it's bad. If it was bad for business, it wouldn't be.
It's there. Bumper sticker. It's a bumper sticker to me, bro.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
That's a great way of putting it. It's a bumper sticker. But I think that leads into my next point, which is Kanye running for president.
Right.
Quote unquote. Yeah. I don't really know what that is, but do you think this is more of a bipolar episode, or do you think this is like really just?
I think Kanye is having a manic episode, just because of how erratic, like how extreme everything he's doing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna sign with Gap, then I'm gonna run for president, then I'm gonna do all, like, it's all coming all at once. I do think Kim cheating on him has something to do with it.
Do you think she actually cheated on him?
I'd say 60% chance.
With Meek Mill or just with somebody?
I think with Meek. I'd say 60% chance. I'd say 60% chance, but that's just off how Kanye's reacting. But it may not be true, but if Kanye thinks it's true, that's kind of all that
matters.
All that matters in the situation. I wish he wouldn't run for president, but a sense of me is always going to speak Kanye language, like being able to translate it really well. Mm-hmm. Like, Kanye's doing this solely because he heard Joe Biden say that black people have to vote for Joe Biden. Because I don't think he would have did it before. I legit do not think so. Mm-hmm. I think if we had anybody else other than Joe Biden, I don't think he runs. But I wish he would stop.
I do too.
God, I wish he would stop.
I wish he would stop. Yeah. Shannon Sharp tweeting that Kanye's whole thing is trying to get to split the black vote so Trump can win again. I don't think that's true. That's one extreme that I just is like, all right, chill out. But I do think most of this is him having an episode.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the scary part is.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair for him to have to go through this with us.
That's my problem. My problem is that people are letting it become... everything Kanye does not have to be brought to the public. Because Kanye isn't a public person right now. Kanye went a long time without tweeting, bro. Like, it was a long time where Kanye was not on the internet. Like... I just wish Kanye wouldn't make his mistakes in public. Mm-hmm. Because everyone's gonna have these. Well, anyone that goes through stuff, you're gonna have moments, you're gonna have episodes. But like, you shouldn't be broadcasting those moments to everybody because it changes how people look at you. Honestly, bro, I'm really frustrated as a Kanye fan because like Kanye is I'm always gonna call Kanye a genius. And I still think Kanye's one of the most influential people probably in our generation. But like, the court of public opinion is a court of public opinion. But like, once people don't like you, they don't like you. Like Kanye, there's nothing you can do to change that.
Yeah, and I think it's unfair, but it's what he has brought on himself. And I don't want to say that in like. Because a lot of it does have to do with his mom, with his mom passing, and a lot of it does have to do with him being bipolar.
Yeah.
And so anybody listening is like, Kanye's really bipolar. It's medically, he's bipolar. Mm-hmm. And so them having to go through this on a world stage is so hard because Kim can't just go talk to him.
Yeah.
Because it's cameras everywhere. So if Kim flies down, the moment she gets off that plane, it's snap, 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 snap.
Yeah.
And you saw the pictures of them crying in the car together. Like, that shouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, that, no one should know that's happening.
Kanye is in a very unique situation. Like, and Kanye said this a while. I think Kanye said this in like 2013, talking about how relevant him and Kim are. Like, he joked that they were more relevant than Obama and Michelle just because how much press they constantly get. Yeah, like, like, they're up there in relevancy. Like, Jay's, like, they're up there. And they don't have the Secret Service. Like, you can't do that to Obama. Like, you're not seeing pictures of Obama and Michelle. Even if they were like that, you wouldn't see pictures like that. Nice. Just because of the security. I wish Kanye and Kim's security was more like Jay-Z and Beyonce, where, like, you do not see them.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Yeah. Like, if you see them, it's because they're coming up to talk to you. Or they're in their restaurant eating. Or, like,
they're in a war show or something.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not seeing them drive through, you know, places and, oh, here's Kim, you know. So I wish they handled it more like that.
But that's hard to do because of who Kim Kardashian is.
Yeah, and who they are with the fashion world and with their reality show. They have to be seen.
Yes.
So it honestly, it's really tough. It's tough to watch in person. And you got Kanye been through a lot, bro. Like, even past his mom passing, like they had Kanye committed. Like, Kanye was in a mental hospital, like, taking medicine, like, away from all his family, going through manic episodes. Like, that's why Kids See Ghosts is such a crazy album, because, like, that's him releasing and coming back from all that. But, like, he was in, not to say in a straitjacket, like, as a joke, like, he was in, like, that facility. Like, that's where he was, so.
And then on top of that, like, the whole situation. Like, we don't know. We don't, no one knows other than them and the people close to them, like, what their relationship really is.
Right, like, what really happened.
What really happened. We don't know if they talk. We don't know if Jay-Z is reaching out to them. We don't know any of that. We don't know if they've seen each other. We don't know, but from afar, we can assume, and we can probably assume correctly, that they're not what they were. And I think that hurts him, too, because he really idolized Jay-Z. And Jay-Z meant a lot to him.
From afar, and you know, this is my Kanye, the, you know, overreaching, deep, you know about Kanye opinion. Like, Kanye fell in love with Kim Kardashian, and Beyonce did not support that. So Beyonce told Jay-Z they can't be friends no more. I think that really, really hurt Kanye. Because, like, losing your best friend because you happen to fall in love with a girl... is nuts, because Kanye didn't have a lot of people around him anyway, like, at that point. So I think that hurts a lot too.
And I don't necessarily think, and it would be, I don't necessarily think Jay's Beyonce was directly like, yo, you can't talk to him no more. But I think it's kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, like, we, neither one of us have been married, but even when you have a girlfriend, like, if she don't mess with homie, then, like, you stay away.
Like, yeah.
So it's like, it may not even be like she says something, but because of who Hov is, and that's his wife, who's the mother of his three kids, and like Hov doing his own thing, he might have just said like, "I'ma back off," and he, and that's why I'm saying he probably steps in when he needs to. Right. Like, I'm sure Hov has spoken to Kanye,
yeah,
at some point, and been like, "Yo, like, what's up with you?" Like, I'm sure he has, because like, yeah, when he did, Hov did his interview with David Letterman a couple years ago, like 2 years, last year, 2 years, like 2018, he said, like, Kanye is still his brother. Like, so, like, when you feel that way about somebody, you're still going to check on him. Like,
yeah,
he's not about to just be, like, watch what Kanye's going through and just not ignore him. So,
exactly.
But I think that it's real scary to be able to go through this, like I'm saying, in a public eye, because you guys don't understand, like, how scary bipolarness is.
Yeah,
because like, he, Kanye can't control that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like he's doing this because he wants the attention. Like, he literally cannot control himself. Yeah. And the only way he can do it is if he gets help, but he doesn't want, and people are like, if he doesn't want the help, then he doesn't have to get it.
Exactly.
So it's a real terrible situation for Kim K, and like, they're like, they got four kids. Like, this is hard, because like, the younger ones don't know, but North is finally, like, she's getting older, so she's starting to like read and see, and like, get, she gets on the internet, and like, Kim probably gonna start having to grab the phone, like, no, don't look at that, like, because like, her, that's her dad, bro. Yeah. Like, that's, and the things people are saying to him, like, people like boiling this down to like, he's trying to get pressure from out.
Hey, shut up to y'all. Hey, we get it. Y'all done watched the Joe Budden podcast, bro. Y'all got to stop using the word rollout anytime an artist does anything. Yo, an artist could sneeze on camera. They'd be like, bro, that's just a rollout, bro. Come on, bro. Y'all got to see past that, dog. Everything is not a rollout. Kanye is one of the biggest artists of all time. Kanye does not need a rollout, bro. Like, that's not how that works.
If Kanye West,
it was so frustrating, because then he tweeted, I'm going to focus on the music. Kanye was already making music before he had this episode, so he just went back to making music. Yeah. Kanye is not doing a rollout. Every time this happens, that's not true. Kanye got 10 albums. He done went crazy more than that. Like, Kanye has had plenty of episodes. Like, yeah. It's just, bro, we get it. Y'all the smartest people in the room, bro. Y'all done watched the Joe Budden podcast, bro. We know y'all know what the word rollout means.
So, on a more positive note, what do you expect from Donda? Well, let me first, the first question I ask, do you expect Donda? And if you do get it, what do you expect?
I don't expect Donda, but I feel like if it came out, it'd be really good. Because Wash Us in the Blood is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a really
And Ego one. Death is really good. I think it'd be good music. I don't think it'd be classic music. I think it'd be above average, very good music. And it depends how long he works on it, and who he works on it with depends the ceiling for it for me.
So why do you think it doesn't come out?
I just think Kanye's not committed to making albums anymore, which he said that no one wants to make albums anymore. So if it does come out, it's gonna be 7 songs, because he is not in the space to isolate himself and make. He has too many businesses, doing too much things to sit down. Because it's not like Kanye like not to never in a slight hove like. He doesn't have to come in and just write the verse. Like, Kanye's finding samples, making the beats, the rhythm, mixing, master, like, doing every step of the way. Like, he can't just come in and, like, rap over it and then send it off.
And he's not. And he's. he's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
So he's not going to put nothing out that he don't think is his best. So, like, Donda may come out, but it may not come out till next November. Because he may not sit down until late December and for 3 months really sit with the album and be like, all right, I'm going to work on this now. But he may have already done that. Like, how much influence do you think Dr. Dre has had on it?
I hope none. I'm not a big Dr. Dre guy.
I know you're not.
Not a big Dr. Dre guy. I think it's going to, the Dr. Dre, I know that was supposed to be the remix to, what's it called? What's the last album? I'm tweaking. Was it Jesus is King?
Jesus is King.
Yeah. He was going to help him rework a lot of those songs. I think the production would be really good. I'd hate to hear Dr. Dre rap in any capacity, though.
I know. I hope to God Dr. Yeah. J is just, I was hoping Dr. J was one of the producers. I think I think genius producers can only produce genius beats. Like, like they're gonna have bad ideas, but the final product will be genius. Exactly. When you have two of the seven best producers to ever walk Earth.
Were you in the PlayStation party when we were arguing about Outkast and niggas was telling me NWA is a bigger group than Outkast.
That's not true.
And I was arguing that for like 40 minutes.
Was it Bash gonna? What did they be talking
about? Yeah, I think Bash from San Antonio.
That makes
sense. Bash lives in San Antonio, so that you just hear music differently.
Okay.
T is from California. You just hear music differently.
Okay. Yeah, that's just not
true. Shout out to them. Great guys, man. Friend of the show.
That's just not true. One more thing before we get out of here. You touched on this, but I wanted to end the show with this. Because it kind of made me upset to see everybody kneeling. Because it's like, where were you
Cap
4 years ago?
Cap should be
if
sick.
If I was Kaepernick, I'd be sick.
I'd be sick, bro. Don't put no camera in my face if I'm Kaepernick, bro.
And again, bro, I am one of those people that I'm aware that things will not change until white people are ready for them to change.
Right.
Unless black people literally go build their own society, country type thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way of America, the systematic racism in America will not get better until white people are ready to get better. And a lot of black people cannot handle that. And a lot of people need to understand that you have to build these relationships with white people, which is why I think what Tim is doing, shout out to him, I haven't mentioned that yet, to Tim is doing in Covington is so important because Tyrone has talked to Tim and he was telling me about it. Like, Tim gets that you have to go through white people. There's no way you're going to be able to get these things done that need to be done and within systematically without talking to white people.
Yeah.
So the kneeling is like, oh my goodness, to white people.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, when I was like, if I was in the league, I'd be kneeling right now. Like with Kaepernick 4 years ago, to see all them coaches doing it in the autumn, like what are you doing, bro?
Eric Reed didn't have a job.
They were out of work, bro. Colin Kaepernick still has not played another snap of football yet.
Honestly, you know, I get a lot of heat because the stuff I say about LeBron, bro, y'all got to cut that more than the athlete stuff out. It was really cool. It's not adding up. When you had your chance to beat, because people, bro, I think the only reason it started rubbing me the wrong way was people start putting it in the Ali category. Like, Ali was stripped of his title belt. Like, Ali went to jail. Like he wasn't sending off Instagram messages, bro. Like, LeBron, when you had your chance as the biggest star in the world to back Colin Kaepernick, said to each his own, bro, hey, I ain't going to do it, but go ahead. It wasn't until Nike signed that deal with him until y'all got behind him. And that's my problem with it.
2016, LeBron is... not 2016. Right now. For the past... Mm-hmm. For the past... Since 2000, about 5-6, mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant have been the biggest faces in basketball.
Right.
Those are probably, like, if you had to name four players, those would probably be the four.
Right.
Maybe Dwayne Wade instead of KD, but that's besides the point. LeBron is the biggest other than Kobe.
Yeah.
And he was at his prime, peak prime profession, at the talk of the media.
Yeah.
Everybody, he was on Fox News, seeing whatever he said politically was on the news.
Yep.
And you had the opportunity to really stand by Cap, to really be like, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
Because if LeBron James kneels,
Dwayne
Wade is kneeling, Carmelo Anthony is kneeling, Chris Paul is kneeling, now their teammates are kneeling, now the NBA is, okay, now LeBron's talking to Adam Silver,
And things are getting...
And now things are really getting done.
Yeah.
And then, now you know, who do we know is going to end up, Jay-Z's going to end up getting involved with the NBA. So... Mm-hmm. That changes a lot if you kneel in 2016.
Yeah.
4 years later, where it's comfortable and it's in the time, and now we have our white coaches doing it and our white assistant coaches and the referees are doing it and everybody's nice and like we're cool, bro. Like, that just...
It don't hit for me. It's like...
It's just like, all right, bro.
I got in an argument last... I think it was last year that I don't watch award shows. I got in an argument about it, bro, because I was like, bro, like, I'm tired of hearing actors and people who don't live in the real world win awards and start preaching about the real world. Y'all do not know what the real world is, and it's not brave to do it in a room where people think just like you. You gotta, like, people, like the little actors would get up and, you know, say how they feel, and everybody in the room agree with them, and then everybody says how brave it is. No, it's not. Tell those to the people who you know don't agree with you. Tell them to the people who are making and funding the movies who don't respect you as a person because you're a black woman.
You know what was brave?
What?
Was Chris Rock going to the Oscars that year?
Yeah.
And doing stand up.
Yeah.
When he knew everybody in that room. Mm-hmm. I'm about to rub some people the wrong way. Yeah. He went and told those jokes like he didn't care.
Exactly.
That's brave. Yeah. When he knew nobody in that. LeBron is very. I don't want to say this wrong because LeBron does so much for young people. And, yeah, like, that's the most important thing, is he does so much for the youth. But LeBron is only an activist to where it's comfortable for him.
Yeah.
LeBron doesn't get outside of his comfort zone when it comes to activism. So, and that's okay. Hold on. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But stop comparing him to Ali and Kaepernick, because he's not that.
We never go a whole show without mentioning Dior. Dior tweeted that Kanye needed real help, not he finna mess up the bag help. Yeah. LeBron never messes up the bag to be an activist.
Yeah.
And that's why for me, I got to draw that distinction.
Yeah.
Because he's going to do it up to the point where people are going to stop buying shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we give Mike a lot of crap for the Republicans buy shoes too, but I mean, LeBron kind of doing the same thing. Like, you know, it's really nice for you to say Black Lives Matter when everyone else has told you it's already okay.
And, yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah. Perfect statement. It's, yeah. Also, I wouldn't necessarily have brought this up if he wouldn't have said, "I hope we make Gav proud."
Yeah,
because we had the same reaction when he said that. I looked at, I said, "What, bro? Like, you think
we do it to feel we feel so good about ourselves, bro? We did so much. I hope we made Cap proud. Cap at home, like, bro, what y'all do? For years, Cap been running this program out of pocket with no other assistance except donations. Cap ain't got no income. Cap out here struggling, bro. Still running them programs, teaching these kids about the law, how to protect yourself, all that stuff.
And by the way, Cap is not struggling. Cap is rich. But, like,
yeah,
his, like, what Ish is saying is, like, he's doing this by himself. This,
yeah, yeah, no, I don't mean struggling. Yeah, I mean struggling with help to get stuff,
like,
done. Yeah.
He's getting, he's trying to do this by himself. He's in the streets, bro. Yeah. Like, and I get it's certain places LeBron can't go. Because, like, I was thinking to myself, like, why wasn't LeBron at a protest? And I thought, LeBron can't go to no protest.
Exactly.
LeBron can't do that. So it's LeBron can't go to certain things. Mm-hmm. But you can put your money in certain things.
Exactly.
And I don't know where LeBron has put all his money, so I'm not saying that he hasn't. But it's just I don't want this idea of, like, LeBron being Cap level and Ali level.
Yeah.
Type activist, you know, type sports activist.
I'm going to connect LeBron and Kanye, bro. Because we defended the Kanye Trump stuff because he got people out of jail. And a lot of people, their retort is, he is using, shout out to Guy, by the way, his album just came out. He is using his platform irresponsibly. I don't feel like LeBron has used his platform responsibly either, in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. I don't think LeBron has really pushed the issues as much as people would lead you to believe. Because he wore the I Can't Breathe shirt. But then what did we do? Like, we've done it. We've had this dance before. We turned the jerseys inside out. When bro from the Clippers said,
they went on stage at the ESPYs and talked in nice suits and stuff.
Yeah, like I get it. We all feel better about what just said. Now, how much have... What is the difference between when we wore those I Can't Breathe shirts the first time and then the Black Lives Matter jerseys now?
I'll tell you what, bro. I'll tell you what it is. It's the... All right, we please the white people.
Yeah.
That's all mm-hmm. they really... That's all of this is.
Yeah.
Because they know they got to get in the trenches to please us.
Yeah.
They know they really... We really... Bro, I don't care for... Bro, what, bro?
Yeah, I don't...
deep down, LeBron know them Black Lives Matter signs don't mean nothing to people like us.
Yeah.
But all them all Black Lives Matter on the floor, cool. Equality in the back. I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here, bro. Like, I'm... Like, LeBron said this and... And I'm glad LeBron said it because a celebrity needed to say it, but he don't live it like he do. LeBron said in his interview, I wake up black every day. Yeah. I live this every day. You don't, LeBron.
Yeah.
Because you have security around you. You drive a Rolls Royce to practice. You got every shoe in the world, and you're a billionaire. And you never have to worry, and you live up in the hills. You don't live black every day. You live as LeBron James every day. I live as black every day. You live as black every day.
Yeah.
My family lives as black every day. So he knows that. He knows that's not pleasing them, but the I can't breathe shirt. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's enough for the white people. That's good for the white people right now. So we're good. Mm-hmm. The inside, that's good for the white people. Because white people know racism is bad.
Yeah.
But until the once the protesting and the rioting and the talking about it starts messing up their money up, or it goes on for three or four days too many. Now people are mad about it.
Bro, you can't do too much. Once it's not trendy, bro. Once it's not on TikTok, it's over, bro. And that's why I was trying to tell people. Because people are like, why are you so mad about the riots, bro? I said, once the middle class white people don't like it, it's over. Y'all started burning down the wrong targets, the wrong Starbucks. Y'all burned down the wrong places. And now the protest not on TV no more. And everyone on Twitter is like, why aren't they broadcasting it? Because the middle class white people don't want to see it no more, bro. Like, once it's not good for business, they're not doing it. And, yo, more power to LeBron. LeBron has done a lot for a lot of communities. He didn't build them schools. He did a lot, bro. But duality, bro, I praise you. I'm gonna say when I don't think you're doing the right thing, bro. And you're not doing the right thing by waiting until everybody says, all right, cool, it's cool to be on Kaepernick's side. Because you watched him get put on that cross for 3 months on SportsCenter, bro. For 3 months, people dogged Colin Kaepernick with no defense at all, bro. He was getting dogged by literally anybody who had a voice, and nobody said a word. Like, it's cool. I bet we feel really good right now, Black Lives Matter on the court. And that matters a lot, bro. And we don't talk about No Name. But No Name was criticizing Beyonce thing.
What did she say? I saw you say she said something. What did she say?
You know, it's cool to not like people being successful on Twitter. So she was criticizing Beyonce because you had to have Disney Plus to watch it. And, you know, it's real African community still suffering. Da, da, da. Some with a whole bunch of syllables a sentence that really doesn't mean anything. But someone in one of the African countries responded to her tweet saying, you know, this is what's going on. You know, could you help? And she said, yes, send me some information and I'll repost and spread information. I was like, yeah, that helped. That helped her just now. You retweeting what she's going to send you. Like, you feel better about that. And the girl's like, thank you so much. She was like, but our lives matter too. And she says, I think they matter with the heart. I was like, wow, we all just did so much today. we all did so much. You care. So now the problem, bro, Flint ain't had water in 5 years, bro. So the t-shirt's cool. That's the bottom line. The t-shirt's cool. Life goes on, bro. Life goes on. And y'all sat up there. And I gave it a couple weeks. And y'all sat up there and dogged Joe Rogan's name because he a white man who looked like a Republican. When he asked what the goal was, and we haven't done anything. So it's been 3 weeks. I think y'all owe Joe Rogan an apology.
And we can end it there. Before we do completely wrap up, I do want to say we're not... Like you said, I keep stressing this because I don't want y'all to think we're mad. LeBron is a great person. LeBron has exceeded every expectation.
LeBron is the closest we'll ever get to a perfect role model.
Yeah. Like LeBron, it's certain people like LeBron, Jay-Z, Wayne, Kanye, Drake. Certain people, like, their life is a fictional movie. Mm-hmm. Their life is a fictional movie that you watch and say, that was cool, that'll never happen.
Exactly.
That's LeBron's life right now.
Yeah.
So he's exceeded every expectations. He's not perfect. And it's not that I'm mad at him for doing anything that he's done. I understand it. But it does need to be pointed out to, like, don't look at these people like they just perfect.
Nobody's
like,
perfect.
Like, he did everything right. And it's like, it's just ways of saying, like, all right, we can do more. So if LeBron does hear this, all right, okay, maybe I can do that. And if the next superstar that comes up hears this, or hears somebody say something
like the kids going to the HBCUs,
Like that's cool. Like, that's